The whole world seems to be falling for my wife. Written by Star Moon. Download the Mabo Reader APP to read the novel The Whole World Seems to be Falling for My Wife full story online. Chapter 1: Being Adopted. In the seedy part of a small town, a high-end BMW was parked on the street. It stood out so much since it didn't match the lowly surroundings. At the same time, a girl in a pair of worn-out jeans walked toward the car with an emotionless face and an old suitcase in her hand. The middle-aged man in the driver's seat took a glance at the girl from the corner of his eye and let out an evident frown. It was obvious that he was dissatisfied with how plain she dressed. "Come on, get in the car," the man instructed. Meanwhile, the girl remained expressionless. She was neither excited to be able to ride a luxury car, nor was she frightened by the man's cold attitude. As instructed, she opened the car door and sat in the back seat. Inside, the girl quickly noticed that there was already another girl of her age sitting in the front passenger seat. She was dressed completely different compared to the girl in front of her, who donned gorgeous clothes and accessories that had never been seen in the whole town before. "So, that's her," Maria Jenkins softly mumbled to herself. She had recognized the girl in the passenger seat. It was Vivian Jenkins, the new actress who started gaining popularity in the country just recently and was quickly rising to fame. The man in the driver's seat looked at Maria through the rearview mirror and said, "From now on, you will be my daughter. I am taking you back to Sheffield, where you'll live your new life. I'll arrange for someone to teach you how to behave befitting an affluent lady. Learn to adapt to your new identity as the daughter of the Jenkins family as soon as possible. By the way, this is Vivian, my daughter. You must have already seen her on the internet." But as soon as Bill Jenkins finished speaking, Vivian burst into silvery laughter. Speaking in Spanish, she commented, "Dad, have you seen how poor she is? How could she possibly surf the internet and watch my show?" At first, Bill was stunned that Vivian talked to him in fluent Spanish. But then, he nodded approvingly and replied in the same language, "I see you've already made great progress in your Spanish. That's good. But that was a little impolite, dear." Vivian chuckled and responded in Spanish again, "Well, I'm afraid my new sister won't like what I said. So I chose to talk to you in this language." Bill was actually amused by his daughter, but he cast her a faint smile and lightly shook his head. "Although she can't be as excellent as you, she is still a distant relative. In fact, it will be ideal for us if she can become your substitute to marry into the Wilson family." "Dad, how can you say that in front of her? Now, you are the one who's being impolite." Under the assumption that their conversation would be incomprehensible to Maria, they continued conversing in Spanish without scruple. Besides, they had investigated the town in advance. There were only two Spanish teachers in this remote place, and they didn't even graduate college. If the teacher standard was already that poor, then they could only conclude that Maria's education was also subpar. In other words, it should be impossible for her to understand what they were talking about. Before long, the luxury car drove out of the impoverished town. Since Maria didn't have anything better to do on the way to her new home, she took out an old laptop from her backpack while the two were chatting. All this time, she acted like she really didn't understand their conversation and began typing away. "Oh, you know how to use a laptop, Maria?" Seeing the device sitting on Maria's lap, Vivian couldn't help but raise an eyebrow. As far as she knew, there were indeed more than 100 families in that worn-down town whose surname was Jenkins. Although her father managed to climb up the ladder, he still had blood ties to these poor, annoying relatives. Maria lost her parents at a young age, so she grew up with the help of these relatives. It was already a miracle that she didn't starve to death as an orphan and even graduated from high school without any problem. Due to her living situation, it was unthinkable that she could possess a laptop. "This. It's just for playing games," Maria answered in a low and indifferent voice. Hearing her flat tone, a trace of contempt flashed through Vivian's eyes. Did she just say that it was for playing computer games? But then, Vivian realized that she shouldn't be surprised. This kind of entertainment was only suited for ordinary people like Maria. Vivian also noticed that the surface of the laptop looked so old that she couldn't even identify the brand. "How much did you buy it for?" She continued to feign her curiosity just to find out how Maria got it. "I didn't spend anything for it." After a brief pause, Maria elaborated. "I worked in a small digital shop back in town. When the shopkeeper couldn't afford my salary, he started giving me spare parts as compensation. Eventually, I managed to assemble this laptop myself. It turned out to be an assembled laptop from old spare parts. What a low-end digital product. Surely, just as Maria said, it could only be used for nothing more than playing games." At the same time, Vivian also wasn't that knowledgeable about computers. So she immediately believed that Maria's laptop was nothing but a piece of junk. "Well, I guess that laptop matches you very well." Vivian giggled and let out a subtle smirk. "Download the Mabo Reader app to read the novel The Whole World Seems to Be Falling for My Wife Full Story Online." Chapter 2, Master M. Out of growing curiosity, Vivian narrowed her eyes. "Maria, how much was your salary supposed to be? I can't imagine why your boss couldn't even afford to pay you in full." As a matter of fact, she really was wondering how Maria got by back in that seedy town. Her father was a known wealthy businessman in Sheffield. At the same time, Vivian was also making a name for herself. Aside from signing to Yi's Entertainment, she had already obtained lots of resources just half a year after her debut. After nailing her role in a TV series and a reality show, she easily made over $1 million. On the other hand, Maria worked in a digital shop in a small town after graduating from high school. So Vivian couldn't help but take an interest in how much she was earning from that kind of job. In the back of her mind, Vivian even suspected what Maria earned was probably nowhere near what she spent on her mani-pedi. "The income isn't fixed. It depends on the orders we receive in the shop. Unfortunately, the shop wasn't really doing well recently. There were only a few orders. And my boss seemed to be running at a loss lately, so he was forced to give me laptop parts and accessories as compensation." Maria elaborated as if it was nothing, finding it very amusing. Vivian chuckled again. "You got paid based on orders you received. Isn't that the same as being a temporary worker in a factory?" After that comment, Vivian didn't say anything more. She just lightly shook her head and let out a sigh of pity. In her mind, Maria's job was no different from being a lowly production worker. At this time, a chat box suddenly popped up on Maria's computer screen. "Master M, please advise if you could take this job. Thank you." Seeing this message, Maria took a quick glance at the order request. It read, "The website of an international children's charity foundation was attacked by hackers. They are urgently requesting to reinforce their firewall." Then, she looked further and saw that the payment for the job was only $300,000. Maria's network ID in her line of work was M, but the staff addressed her as Master M to show utter respect. Apparently, she was a member of Heaven, a well-known hacker organization. The staff would receive orders or jobs from various companies and groups, and they would forward them to hackers of this organization, such as Maria, to take them on. Since the reward for this particular request was only $300,000, It was impossible to persuade a divine-level hacker in heaven to take the job. In fact, this amount barely met the standard fees of ordinary hackers inside the organization. However, this charity organization encountered a special situation. Their website was supposed to be very safe and secure, but it still got infiltrated by hackers. If they wanted to reinforce and upgrade their system's defense, they would need a specialist one with higher technical capabilities. Of course, the average level hackers in heaven weren't suited for the job. Fortunately, the staff knew that among the few divine level hackers, only Master M would take orders based on her mood and not the reward. If the client was lucky enough, even if they could only pay a mere 30,000, Master M might consider taking the job. Therefore, with this in mind, the staff tried to push his luck and came to Maria. While waiting for her reply, he couldn't help but feel extremely anxious. "Fine. Ask the client to send the IP address and all relevant data. I'll update it online soon." Getting the affirmative reply he was hoping for, the staff was finally able to breathe a sigh of relief, then quickly relayed the information to the client. Soon enough, Maria received everything she asked for. Before starting, she cracked her knuckles and began to tap the keyboard with her fingers as light and accurate as possible. She was like a pianist whose fingers danced harmoniously. Her beautiful and clear eyes were fixed on the computer screen the whole time as if she was being drawn to it. At the same time, her laptop was equipped with a silent keyboard. That way, no matter how fast she typed, it wouldn't make any sound. It only took a short while for Maria to write a complex set of codes. Even for those who had knowledge in this field, her codes seemed to be as obscure as a mystic foreign language. "It's done," Maria messaged the staff as soon as she finished the task. Normally, upon the completion of an order, the client would check the work first before proceeding with the payment. However, when the client learned that it was Master M who had taken the job, they already transferred the money to her account without having to check first. In just a matter of a few minutes, Maria finished a tedious task and gained a commission of $300,000. "Excellent. Thank you so much, Master M. You saved a lot of charity funds just in the nick of time. Those kids who will receive financial help from our client will definitely be grateful to you." "No need to thank me. It's my job. And I got paid for it. It's just normal business." As soon as Maria sent her reply, she exited the chat box and closed the laptop lid. "Oh, you are done playing." It turned out that Vivian had been observing Maria all this time. Apparently, she had a feeling that her new sister looked particularly occupied just for a game. She wasn't too stupid not to suspect that Maria was doing something else. "It ran out of battery," Maria replied casually, like it was a usual occurrence. "Really? Ha ha." Hearing this response, Vivian couldn't help but laugh hard. All her suspicions earlier had been set aside. Now, all she could think of was how lousy this laptop was. Maria had only been using it for less than 30 minutes, but it had already run out of power. She believed it was nothing compared to her laptop. After all, Vivian just bought a new one 3 months ago, which cost her a fortune. With its high-end specs, it could run for 24 hours straight without having to connect to a power source. Download the Mabo Reader app to read the novel The Whole World Seems to Be Falling for My Wife full story online.